Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello? Hello?
Oh,
couldn't tell you what day it is, lads. Very disorientated.
I'd like to start off by saying I'm so proud of you for being here, because if that was me after a weekend at life, you'd see me in a coma for about 4.
Now, first of all, let's just fast forward to the very end of life where we had no signal, shock, and the first message that comes true after the whole weekend is fucking Carly. Hey, just wondering about podcasts. I was like, you can either send me into a coma or I can just tell her, yeah, to make her happy. And I didn't. She's like, you don't know how happy I am. I was like, fucking knew this. I was like, just whatever you want, Carly. Because if I tell you now, you're going to have a fight with me and I can't do this right now. So that's where it was. So this is why we're here now. Lads.
That's the smartest decision you've ever made, because you knew if you didn't answer me, I'd text you 8,000 times.
No, you
would have.
So I was like, no. Alison's in Carly. She's like, I know she's going to ask you about a podcast. She's like, please don't go into a calm. I said, no, I'm going to have to be happy because we're on the way home. But yeah.
Congratulations for me. And I am so sorry, but I do need to plan me week. So I needed to know. For all the things that I'd be doing, Sean, because I'm so busy.
What you get at laser today?
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah.
Not on all fours, nothing like.
No, like a dog.
Like a dog.
Like a dog. No, not like a dog, like doggy style. Sorry, I'm not with it today.
Come here, one of the girls I know, actually, speaking of laser, got laser done recently, never had it done before, and she's scarred all over her body. Scarred all over her body, and she's never not, like, in a skirt or something.
Oh, bless her.
Always has her legs, like, scarred from top to bottom.
Do you know how often that happens? Before I went for laser, right, my ma said that her friend, I won't say any names, obviously, but she lives up the north, and she was after getting a deal on the laser, and she was after going for the first time. And my ma's friend texted her and said, just tell Carly that her legs might look like this after it. Tell her not to worry, right?
Like?
My ma shows me the picture. So it was like someone set her legs on fire and like and just patted out in patches, like put the fire out in patches, and it was all scalded and all crispy and all the whole lot. I goes, ma'am, I'm nearly sure that's not supposed
that's
to
not
happen.
Right.
And I was like, no. She said that that's what happens and that it'll heal in a few days. I said, you're not supposed to heal from anything. You're not supposed to be burnt. So anyway, I showed the laser specialist that I went to and I said, sorry, can I just show you something? Am I going to be left like that? She said, she needs to ring a lawyer.
Oh, did she?
She needs to go to court because they are after causing grievous bodily harm to that woman.
Yeah, well, I only figured this out because clearly went to Boots that day and both of us were blocking the lane. I was like, I know that car. I was like, she's in there. And I walk in, she's like, yeah, I just need aloe vera. She's like, because down there is really burning.
Our Mary.
So she's walking around Boots talking to everyone, telling her what she just got done. And then about 4 days later, she was scarred head to toe. So that's how I know. Just wanted to tell you about your laser. I hope you never turned
out
like that.
So if you're ever getting laser, girls, honest to Jesus, don't let anybody tell you that that's normal. Because like that, if you've never been for it before, you'd never know.
Sorry, Ian just interrupted us there. Just to let you know that this podcast is just going to be about, more or less, festival hacks, all the shads and funny stories here and there.
Do you know what my favourite thing about you is, right?
What?
Ian does these things and he's like, just add it in subtly.
No, I just
And Sean's like, Ian, stop the whole podcast.
Like, I have to just say how it is, because if I try to think on what I need to say, I'd be like, and then I got on, I just hate and I don't want to do the podcast.
Straight under the bus he went by the scalp.
So back from Ian, we have to go into festival stories now.
We have to actually go into festival stories now. So, Sean.
Oh, God.
Obviously, people know from following you that you are a festival goer, an avid festival goer, and you enjoy all the techno and all the whole lot.
I enjoy getting me outfits together to hide from everyone, I think, more than actually going to festival.
It's a 98 FM feud.
No, 110%. No.
But, no, and I'm obviously not. So I get so much joy from listening to your stories because I've never experienced it like properly before, but I've decided that I'm going to do it. Maybe not this summer, maybe next.
Oh, lads, I don't even know where to start. There's always something that has to happen to me for a story to lead up to tell some. I don't know why it's put on air for these stories.
So you were bouncing before you went though?
Bouncing, because obviously we know about this since November or something.
Yeah.
So it was a collab and I was like, oh, happy days, I get to bring some friends. I was like, when we were at the festival last year, but we weren't together and then we gelled together.
Yeah.
And I was like, right. So I was like, this year it'll be best because we'll all be together.
Yeah.
So there we are driving down, we all fit in the one car, everything fit. So it was all great.
And I was getting all your happy videos off you and all. I was so delighted.
All the happy videos. The minute I left Walkinstown, from when we left from Alison's house, it was game over.
You
no
didn't
signal.
Stop.
No signal. Not me, even Amy. Instagram was working. I was like, it's already starting. Right, so here we are on the way down. And then Eva was driving. She only got a loan for a brand new car because a car went through the NCT and everything was just like, no, you need to just put that in the bin.
Oh, God, so brand new I wouldn't car, know what that's like.
Everything fit, driving, some going. I was like, right, we're going to be down here fast. Lovely surround sound. I was like, perfect. Then we nearly crashed four times. I was like, no, we're not making this. One of them was a big cement truck and she just went on the roundabout, didn't see it. Just had to jam. I was like, we're not making this. Second time was somewhere else at another around about. I was like, no, Eva, can you just keep your eyes on the road? She's like, I'm just buzzing to get there. I was like, yeah, but I'd like to get there and not
That's
die.
Where I was telling her to pull in
like,
and
I
don't
want to go straight to a medical tent and be like, hey, I think my ankle broke again.
Yeah.
So got down, unpacked the car. That's the worst part because you're going, you're stopping off at Tesco, you're getting your drink and getting your food that you're not going to eat.
I hate all that stop and start. Just get me there. Yeah.
Right. But got there. So we had like all the cam chairs. Clearly I had a 20kg case on my side weekend bag. No, I did. And then I had
a 20kg wheelie case you brought to life, Jeff.
Yeah.
Like Paris Hilton going through the camps.
Living my life. Got there and then it's just awful because all the cars are just in the middle of a field and then everyone's just dragging everything, everyone's stopping going because you're just sweating, you can't be carrying everything.
Oh, the heat
very
as well and lugging all
to get
that.
There. Oh. I know. So there we are walking up to like the security part to walk through and the ticket van was there and I was like, oh, well, I'm here like with life. So I was like, where do I get my ticket?
Were you like flicking your hair, being like, let me just get me
no,
tickets.
No, I was not. So I walked through and they're like, ah. I was like, oh, here we go. I was like, more already. I was like, no one knows what's happening again. Shock. It's like they just peek people out of a lucky bag and they're like, do you want to walk here? I'm not going to tell you what to do, but do you want to walk here and just stand there? So walking through to security and I was like, hey, sorry, I'm here with life. And they're like, oh, okay. So is everyone? I was like, oh, sorry. I was like, yes, smart bastard. I was like, thanks a million. And I was like, no, I mean, like, I'm here to collect the ticket. He's like, well, the ticket van is there. I was like, yeah, but just two of them. I was like, so which is which? He's like, oh, I don't know. I was like, well, can you ask someone? I was like, because I'm not sending that ticket queue. I was like, can I just go and get me tickets? Like, and he was like, no. So got there and everyone's like, we're standing here about 20 minutes. And I was like, well, like what? I was like, what do we do? So I walked back over and he was letting me go through then to the other ticket van. And then as I got to the end of the bit, your one's there screaming. She's like, what are you doing? You have no wristbands. And I was like, no, he just told me to go through here. And she's like, no, go back out. Had to stand at the van. Then someone came with all the tickets, gave about four people the tickets. And then she walked off with all the things in her hands. I was like, we're here trying to get a ticket. Like, what? She's just standing in the field, just on her phone. I was like, delighted to have signals.
She's the only person down there
only
with
person
signal.
There. Only person with signal. No. And then I was like, I'm going to have to text him. I was like, hello, I'm here. What's the story? Because you gave me no instructions. She just said, you're down for your list. I'll see you. It's the same as last year. So then your woman was like, oh, no, you're not here. You're in the other van. And then your woman was like, yeah, go over there. So again, went down and then got screamed at after walking down. But now, picture this, we're in all these queues. Everyone's behind us. We're pulling all the cases. And then
in
we
the blistering heat as well, like, kill someone.
So it's basically like from A to B. Like, if you move the gate that's blocking it, I can just walk straight to the van.
Yeah.
But if I have to walk back, I have to push through the crowd, go through the zigzag bit, and then walk all the way back around to the other thing. Then your one didn't have a clue when we got there. But on the way there, your one heard me voice and she turned around. She's like, ah, I won your competition. I was like, what are the odds of you finding me in thousands
of people? I was like, can't have my tickets back now.
So I was standing there talking to her. She's like, what do we do? I was like, we have to go here. So I got to see her. She flew in from Liverpool. So I was seeing that woman. What's the odds of that? Have a photo on all of me. Got there, your woman was like, yeah, no problem. Then we had to go all the way back. So couldn't go anywhere else. We had to do all the whole journey again, do the zigzag, go through. It was awful. walking around the campsite, all is good. Oh, Mammy, the story's only at starting. So walking around the campsite, security still don't have a clue what's happening. Then we got to like the teepees bit, which was closer than last year. Thank God the journey wasn't as bad because we were just buzzing to get there.
Yeah.
Then we got to the reception tent, they call it, but it's like a pop-up tent. Right. I was like, what do you mean? She's like, welcome to reception. I said, no, ask me pipe. Ask me pipe, this isn't a reception, it's in the middle of a field. So she was like, yeah, yeah, Sean plus four, and she gives four things, well, four bands. So she's like, oh yeah, remember you from last year? And I was like, oh, lovely. I was like, perfect. She's like, you had a lovely tent. So we had, obviously last year we had the tent, like wooden bed with a mattress, duvet, chocolates, drinks, the whole works. And I was like, cannot wait to just sit down for a minute. And she was like, four people. She's like, yeah, it's not going to fit four. I was like, no, it's five. Sean plus four.
It's actually
five. I was
five.
Like, Sean. And she's like, you have no bed. She had beds with you. I said, what? I was like, no. I was like, please don't wind me up. I was like, very tired after this journey.
Yeah, it's
already.
Been a lot already.
I was like, I just want to drink and sit out in the sun. And she's like, yeah, no, it's only for four. I was like, no, Sean plus four. I was like, five.
Yeah.
I was like, so five. So we're going back and forth. And I was like, no, look at this. I was like, Sean plus four. And she's like, yeah, but you've no bed. So I don't know what you want me to do. I was like, oh. This isn't my problem. I was like, so what's your solution for this? I was like, because I'm not having spine bifida sitting on that ground.
Yeah.
I said, in the middle of grass, nowhere, with no tent. And she's like, well, you're not going to fit any of your cases in. She's like, it's a small tent. And I was like, what do you want me to do? And she's like, we've no signal to call anyone. I was like, we drive down here. I was like, we have no beds. And I was like, no, you're telling me I have no tent. And she's like, yeah, you only have four bands as well. I was like, oh, here we go, back to this. Eventually, we got a lovely big tent, blow up beds, thank God. So it was working out in our favour.
Yeah.
So that's how that started. And then we were right beside like the charging ports and all. So it was grand.
Oh, lovely.
And then
happy
she's
days.
Us, there's the toilets, there's the showers. I was like, oh, thank God.
Now I'd quick, I'd go to the toilet out in the open, I'd go like wash myself somewhere else because you get typhoid off them toilets.
No, at the start, like we done the little journey, the trip, and I was like, right, I just want to get my bearings around this because it was a new campsite from last year. And toilets, immaculate. Like luxury hire toilets, they were calling it. I was like, right, fab. So I walked in, they had a sink, they had a lovely toilet, loads of tile rod, all the stuff for the girls, and a mirror. And I was like, oh, this is grand. I was like, this is fine. I was like, it's not one of them little pissy portable things, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then the showers.
They're like a caravan, aren't you? With steps
like
up
a caravan.
To them.
Yeah. But them steps are like 12 steps when you're at a festival. You don't know what's happening. Yeah. You can't walk down them. You're whispering for people's names and all. You don't know where they are because they just go missing. Showers are massive. Massive. Like full on actual shower, like walk in shower. It's just mad. It's like the first day of the festival is like the first day of your holiday. You always overdo it.
Yeah.
Do you get me? Everyone's just going like 90.
Yeah.
And it was so weird. I was so happy that everyone's music was the exact same as ours. So it was just a good buzz. Do you get me? Like
just
it wasn't shy. Just techno.
Just techno.
In the crowds, like you look at someone for a second, you're like, right, I can see you there. And then the minute you blink,
in
they're gone.
Peripheral.
You can't find anyone. There's no signal. What do you mean I can call someone all the way over in China and talk to them with no problem on the phone, but I'm in the middle of a field and I can't call my friend that's 2 meters away from me?
Is that Strad Valley?
Like, what the fuck? I just don't understand it. Couldn't find anyone.
Yeah, but that's because there's 9 million people in the one place. There's not enough telephone signal for everyone.
Yeah, but I knew what I was expecting this year. So I was like, right, I don't have anxiety. People come up to me, I'll just tell them, look, I'm trying to look for my friends, or I'll just stand with you.
Yeah.
No one really knew me this year. It was absolutely amazing.
That's lovely.
Buzzing. So I was like, right, grand. I was just standing there like a spare brick. I was like, where is everyone gone? So I got lost about four times. That was awful because you can't find anyone. But Alison has a watermelon fan that's like the size of seven fans in one.
Joke, yeah.
So that's the go-to point. We have an ice cream van that we go to if we lose people, or you just see her fan in the middle of the crowd.
Gosh.
And so I was like, right, well, that was grand. So everything was all linking back up. And then I was like, right, we're just going to have to get the show on the road and just keep going for it. I was like, to try get this hour back into happiness.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Lauren Spallow was down there. So she went missing because she was backstage with all the artists because he knows them. So I didn't find her. Trying to ring her. Her phone was dead. I was like, is she all right? Like, what's happening?
You knew she was all right. She was living the high life while you
living
were
the,
all having a nightmare.
Fucking high life. She was giving Grey Goose out to everyone on the stage.
Yeah,
you know?
She right.
And we're there looking for her in the crowd. She's on the box and stage. Scumbag. What do you mean?
Ah, she's right.
Oh, God. I don't really know what else. I'm trying to think of everything. There's just so much happened.
Come here. See the way you said that Alison had the big huge watermelon fan. Right. Listen to how good this is.
What?
So one of my friends, Fellas, he was saying that his friends used to always lose each other at festivals and it was a fucking nightmare like that. No signal.
Awful.
So he had like a bucket hat, right? And he gorilla glued. Do you know the, like in America, they have the police cars and they have the flashing light on the police car.
Yeah.
If anybody ever went missing, he had one of these attached to a bucket hat and he used to just press it. So if anybody was looking for him, they'd look for the flashing police light, and that they'd always find each other.
Brilliant.
Because if he ever broke away from anybody, one of the lads would be like, here, stick that police light on, your man's gone missing. Bang, he'd be back in about 2 minutes.
That was brilliant.
That's good, isn't
brilliant.
It? I know.
That's unreal.
Very, very smart.
I feel like that would just be very you. You'd just go wandering.
But I'd just have my police light on all the time.
No, you'd end up just wandering, sitting on the hill, talking to everyone.
I'm a fucker. We only had this conversation during the night, me and Kira Book. I'm a bastard for running away.
What's wrong with you?
You can't take your eye off me for 2 seconds. I'm gone.
You need a leash.
Never seen a picture of Frodo, and he's like, we're going on an adventure. It's me. And I'd be talking to the most random people ever. I just love running away. I don't know what it is.
No, you definitely wouldn't be able to do a festival. No. You couldn't stand there.
No. Sean, see
with
the way
your
you're saying.
Like Dora sweating on your
phone.
See
fan. The way you're saying they had you waiting in the line for 20 minutes. I wouldn't give you a ticket. I'd have rang my mask screaming, get me out of here.
Yeah, well, I couldn't ring anyone. I was in the high school
trying
to text and was like, not delivered. And they're like, I don't know what you want today. I was like, fuck you.
I would have burst out crying at that stage. That would have been enough to send me west.
No. So that was all good, basically. But then they're telling you to like clean up outside your tent, but like not giving you bins or anything, and all our bins are full.
Well, see, I'm a psychopath. I'd bring 7 rolls of bin bags. This is why you can't bring me anywhere.
Yeah, no, normally we would have last year, we did, but I don't know. They're just very cheeky, I think. And they were like, no,
very cheeky.
Like,
I think everybody's very cheeky that works them festivals.
Very cheeky, but they don't have a clue what's happening.
They don't have an employer. They're just brought in. They're fucking Gerald's cousin's young one that wants money on the side on the weekend. Do you know what I mean? They're not actually people that work for a company. So
I just
these
think
are
they're
just
there
kids.
To have a laugh at everyone that's just there with their eyeballs to having a clue what's happening.
But it's a free ticket for them as well, so they can just float around the kip as well.
110%.
Do you know what I mean? They're right.
But go and clean the toilets, please. Because I was like, right, brilliant. I actually have to go to the toilet. And I was like, right, first I didn't really have to, number two. I was buzzing because I was like, I'm out in the open. I don't really want to. They're very uneasy. Then I walked in. I was like, couldn't be. Couldn't be. You're only here a day. Toilets were clogged up to bits.
So
it's like an airplane toilet. You know, when you press it, it's like,
but if you think about all of the narcotics that are being consumed and all the coke pills that people are having, that's why.
Stop,
but that's why they're clogged. I'm just saying.
Yeah, but I think that they're so like yupped out their highballs that they're forgetting to flush. All the things are working. All the things are working.
Yeah.
All the things. So then I was like, no, I can't do this. And then she's like, clean up that chip outside your tent. I said, you want me to go to the toilet in the woods? I said, because you can't clean the toilet. You want me to clean that chip up out my tent? I said, not at all. Scumbags. Scumbags. You can't even go and clean the toilets. So no one can go to the toilets.
Was there sorry for cutting across. It was there people going around in the morning time selling like baps and drinks and all?
No, well, they have stalls.
Right.
So our bits literally just had the showers, the water fountain. The toilet showers, water fountain. We had no food in our bits, but we had to walk through to the other campsites that were actually camping with our pop-up tents. So that's where all the food was. That's terrifying.
That's no man's
terrifying.
Land. I couldn't for the life of me see people going up with a little 20 euro pop-up tent and just living.
No.
In all fairness, Sean, it sounds like a ball. And I would love to have it in me to do it at least once. I'd love to just experience
for an hour.
And I'd be squealing to go home. But it does look like great crack.
No.
I just couldn't ever do it.
It is great crack. Like even
did you ever do that camp before?
Nah.
Look at me. It's brilliant. I've never done it.
No, I feel like it will be great crack. Like I think, we were sitting there last year. But when I sit in the tent when I was freezing, I was like, no, this tent's damp. I was like, how can someone sit on the floor? It's soaking wet. Like that's what the tents are like when you get into ours. But like we have beds. Do you get me?
Yeah.
And we have blankets
and all. Elevated off the floor.
Elevated off. Nah.
What was it last year? Was it life last year that I got fucking waterlogged and people were destroyed?
No. That was sunny last year. It was hard.
That was
year,
one of the years, and Jesus Christ, the campsite was destroyed. All the tents were like mashed into the ground and all.
No, that was thing when I was down there. Electric picnic, was it?
Oh, that was electric picnic.
Where Ellie and all. Remember I went
Is
to
Is electric
Ellie.
Picnic still camping?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, lads. It goes to show you what I know.
No,
I'm
that,
not a
like
festival
that,
goer.
That was soaking, like drenched. Like, we went home and I remember
Will
that.
Will we go to electric picnic?
Now we're building our pipe.
Why?
That's even a bigger walk than life.
No, not me walking. Now, can somebody actually, if anybody wants to invite me and Sean to electric picnic, but we have to be brought everywhere by golf cart. Just to let yous know if anybody's looking.
Oh, God. I'm trying to think what other stories I have for life. So many, but I can't get them out.
Well, if you can't get yours out, we do have plenty.
We do have some
we
plenty
We do
ones.
Have a lot.
Ian and Vivian smashed her with all the stories.
Also, God bless us, because we actually put it up really last minute today. But I have a few little ones put into me. So let's pull them together and give them to the listeners.
Now, can we not call Ian out here and tell everyone that Ian actually went down? Ian, we're calling you out. So Ian went down to, was it life, Ian?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was. Look at him smiling over there, going a bit red. And Ian gave a name in that was not his name. And the person he gave it to was that person's best friend. And he kept saying, no, no, this is my name. I am him. And the man was like, you know what, fuck yourself, go on in. Fair play to whoever that was.
Fair play to that. But if someone walked up to me and was like, yeah, I'm Ciara Burke, I'm just that, I'd be like, are you girl? I'd be like, no way. I would, straight in, on you go. Like I said, and when you go in, call slaughter, because you're Ciara Burke. I would, I'd let anybody run him up, because that is admirable. Fair play to your fella, I feel that everybody that works Securo at a festival.
Securo?
Yeah.
Securo.
Securo. What, do you want
to say Securo? No, it's security, because that's what it is. What do you mean? Who goes around? What do you walk as? I'm a Securo.
I need to remember that I'm 28 years of age and I'm also a woman. And the way I talk sometimes is horrific. But anyway, I think you were all bullied in school. And I think I think everybody,
they're just out for blood and they're like, ah.
That's what,
like,
what I mean. They think they're the guard when they're not. You're like, walking secure.
You're in the middle
festival.
Of a field in the middle of nowhere. What do you mean? They're stopping me.
Do you know what I mean? Fucking citizens arrest. Fuck off. Like, shut up.
Speaking of guards, they're so funny undercover when they're down there.
The hold your lads. Have you got any drugs?
That's exactly.
Fuck off. Help me face you.
Just standing there smiling at you.
Do you know where I could get some E, do ya? Fuck off with your brown pointy shoes, you mad bastard. I know who you are with your super dry jacket. Get out of me face. Jack and Jones gear and all on them, and they're like, you think I don't know you're the guard?
No, I just hate them. Guards. Fuck off out of me face. I don't want to speak to you. Don't know you. You want to come up to me and ask me I'm a dealer? Get the fuck.
Sorry, you have Brill Cream in your fringe and you're asking me where you can get care?
I have a poker dot, booker hat on, and girls' glasses. What do you mean, am I a drug dealer? What do you mean? I have a watermelon vape that looks like a milkshake, and then I have a watermelon fan, and you're asking me, do I sell narcotics?
Oh, they go for all the wrong people. You won't see them over there, the North Face Night Tech Boys. I'm telling you now, you won't. Oh, God, thank you. Oh,
right, moving on back to the
sorry, honestness.
Right, lads, so we have some responses here that we got up on Instagram, and this is one of them. So this one texts in, lads, and she says she doesn't do well in the outdoors and she can't wash her hair. So she thought it'd be a good idea to bring a bucket rather than just going to wash her hair out of the shower.
Yeah.
And lo and behold, she came back to wash her hair. But when she thrown the bucket over her head, it was full of all her friends' piss. So she fucked a pissy bucket over her head and the water bucket was beside her the whole time. What would you do?
Oh my God. Like, what can you do?
She hates washing her hair outside, so she brought a bucket to try and help herself.
That's fermenting.
She didn't want to wash in the shower, and then everyone's dehydrated piss went all over her heads.
Full of gargling.
What would you do? I go home.
I just
light myself up on fire. Pour vodka over me, light myself up on fire. Fuck that shit.
But no matter what, you're still going to have to sit in your piss out self and wait to be brought home.
Our full face and makeup, our hair done, she wants to wash it.
No.
She just threw piss all over herself.
I
but in the
you
middle
know
of
what,
the
I'd scream crying. And I really would. I would be hysterical. I'm so sorry that happened to you, girl. Because no, that'd be me done. Finished. Festival's over forever.
Oh God. I just want to know about where the journey ended there. Did you have to go to the shower stand?
Yeah, did she go home or
did she
shower?
She just called herself and bleached. What happened?
Please let us know. Oh, please.
Oh, that was day one as well. She said, thought it was more. Sorry, that just came true there. She's still texting.
Is she texting you up right now as we speak?
She's like, oh, so that was day one. Thought it was more.
Stop. She's a live read.
Oh, God.
Oh, that's very funny.
Do you have another one? Because this is very funny.
Go on.
I just feel like it's very you or something.
Don't, Sean. What's it? Go.
Hold on. So this chick said, my friend found a bowl cut wig on campsite, so we stuck it on our head and told the lads at the tent some girl ended up cutting her hair and they believed her for hours because they were out with it. Now can you imagine your friend coming back with a wig on and you believing that, oh, you just have a bowl hair cut now from your hair being down like Abe's? You wouldn't know what was happening. Who the fuck is that walking off like Edna Mode coming with a chopped up wig?
That is a cracker. See, I've never been over. So
now wait, one more time. Tell
I've
us you've never been what?
Been over. So like, do you know what? Because, right, now being honest, when I was growing up, the blue ghosts and the green Rolexes and all were rife, and I never done it, man. I'm not even trying to show off here. I was actually such a handbag. So I don't know what it's like to have my perception of reality altered. So I'd love to know, like, what did they see?
No,
do you know
imagine.
What I mean?
hallucinating at your friend's head, like Edna Mode with a chopped up wig, thinking that was your real hair.
And like people
that's
do video
on must have been
5 and 6 years and all of these festivals in the one way. I've never even done a half one. I'd love to know. Like,
we'll go to the mountains and just sit there.
We'll just go get yipped.
Wait a line. Oh God.
Another one as well. Do you want to hack for all the bald boys and girls out there? Uh-oh. All the bald boys and girls. Someone said hack magnesium tablets. It helps with a swinging jaw.
Oh my God. Someone said that to me. Yeah. I was walking around, I was like, magnesium kept popping up on me before you page. I was like, is that going to help me sleep? What is it? And then I was like, I seen that on FYP. I was like, give me that. And she was like, why is your jaw swinging? I said, what?
Apparently,
and
she was like,
no. She was like, a soft jaw. I said, I don't possibly need that then. Having a scrapper, I was like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
And she was like, no, a soft jaw from rocking. So she's going around throwing magnesium at people's tents to try and help them out.
Holland
and I thought she's just giving little like B12 drips to everyone. I was like, oh, that vitamins. I was like, give some.
Oh, vitamin.
Very dehydrated. Help me out here.
Very good.
She buys a jar rocking. Don't accuse me of that.
Excuse me,
the
you.
Fucking neck of you.
Someone said, use a catheter bag for a drink. Nobody ever questions it.
A what?
Use a catheter bag. Don't like a colostomy bag.
Ah, fuck off.
Use if I drink, nobody'll ever question you. Oh, that's dreadful, isn't it? Oh God, forgive me. But in fairness, like nobody is. And then someone said like that, get breast milk bags, fill them with drink, they give you a boost in the diddy as well. Nice, isn't it?
Brilliant. Yeah, I don't understand why they tell you to bring drink, but if you fill drink with your beaker and it's not water, they won't let you bring it in. It's a festival.
You're not like, telling you me to bring gargle. What do you mean?
We're like, paying hundreds here to go get our tent and you're telling us to bring drink in, but you can only keep it at one part of the festival and then you'd make us fuck it out and then stand in the queue at a Red Bull tent for 3 hours to get a drink.
And I wouldn't mind the drinks do be like stew by disgusting. The time you get someone's like,
make
rotten.
That make sense. No. What do you mean?
Disgusting.
You're telling us to bring drink and then you take it off us? Nah.
One of the girls said that they were going down to a festival and showed you all had to get in that curly blows and their outfits. Like, these girls, they're real pretty girls. And like, they spent all their time getting ready and it started lashing and a load of youngsters came over and picked them up and leg and ducked them into a big puddle. Wouldn't
imagine you, because your hair is like a
now
rope. Imagine you getting your hair done off, Sharon, for someone to do that.
I'd strangle someone in broad daylight.
You'd just shave your head all over again. You'd get me cancer from throwing down into the puddle.
I'd be around the back of his neck. I'd triangle choke to come to the puddle and that'd be the end of it. Oh, that'd be war.
So, prosthetic leg, it says. Did a shot of vodka out of somebody's prosthetic leg on the Sunday of Oxygen years and years ago. Gas at the time. No, it was actually gross. The fucking smell of it.
Right, now, not to point fingers or anything, but root cod, was this you? Was this your leg?
She's probably in the splits popping
I'm
off. Here
telling you,
go. You
now, I could see her pop that leg off and hand everybody a shot over. Because that headcase would. Lunatic features. Now, that's a bit of crack.
I feel like you would do that.
What, drink out of it or take my leg off?
Drink out of it and be like, yeah, what's your problem? And then later on, you'd be like, oh, no, I can't believe I done that with someone. You start riddling with anxiety then. You would be like, I took someone's fake leg off to drink out of it. God loved them.
No, maybe.
No, you would.
Maybe.
Before the crack at the time.
Right, so someone wrote this one in. I used to be the campsite manager for an Irish music festival about 7 or 8 years ago. We got an emergency call through the radio at about 4 a.m. Some poor girl had been using the portaleos and some absolute arseholes toppled it with her inside. Imagine. Thankfully, it was fairly clean, but she had been covered from head to toe in that blue bleach. Scalded.
Come back to hang it on when you're shaking the yolks. Try and let the little flaps go.
We couldn't find the keys to the showers because they got locked from midnight to late a.m. So we had to hose her down when we got someone back to the site to open the showers. An absolute nightmare for a few hours. God love her.
Hose down.
Oh,
we're cold water.
No, the
in
poor
the middle
girl
of the night.
Standing like fucking Mystique out of X-Men. Fucking blue bleached from head to toe. Get in your new dirt, we shower you down. I would scream.
Now, what would you do?
You stand there in your new and get showered down. That's what you do.
Stuff. She's probably off her nugget standing, not know what's happening. She's toppled on the floor, not being able to stand up.
No.
And then she can't go for a shower to wash that off. That embarrassing moment.
I hope, and do you know what would be worse?
Scald me.
Imagine you are there with a fella you were seeing or you were up on.
And or imagine the fella was outside.
Imagine.
Waiting for you to go to sign and be like, let's go enjoy.
Well, if the fella was outside waiting on me and he let a load of youngsters topple me, then there'd be more.
No, you're standing there in your nini.
In my nini.
In your nini's getting hosed down with cold water. Freezing in the middle of the night.
Oh my.
Fuck that God. Shit.
No, and imagine, do you know what? Imagine the girl was yipped.
No, yipped over it. And then when you get back to her tent, everything's.
Imagine getting toppled over in a portal.
Oh no.
Oh God. Festival's frightened the bollocks out of me because you
just don't know what's
going to
happen. You don't know what's going to happen. No, I came out of the toilet and, like, no, I swear to God. And I was grandma, I was just. Locked. I was like, no, I keep drinking and drinking, and it was buckets of vodka. And I was like, I'm just gonna have to have heartburn tablets. I was like, because I need to be locked down here. So I went to the toilet at camp. But at the start of it, it feels like the toilet is only 2 second walk. But when you open the door after standing there trying to get your thoughts together, I'd be like, do I stand in that puddle? Why is there jocks on the floor? What is happening in this toilet?
It's just very
overwhelming.
You're
just trying to get your thoughts, and you're like, right, finally, I can go to the toilet. I opened the door. There was 4 security. I talked to my guards, and there was one lad. So he obviously took one of them. He's like, yeah. What were you doing today? And I was like, get the fuck out of me face. I said, do you know how long it took me to come out of this toilet? And you just want to stand there and intimidate me?
I said, get the fuck
out of me face, I said. What are you going to do? I said, go into the toilet. At least you can do is clean away our security, stand there frightening people, scumbags. Clean the toilet. Go in and press the button, do something. I said, are we frightening people like that? I said, imagine I was off my face and paranoid out of my face. I would have been like, I'm getting arrested. You want me? I'm trying to go to the toilet and pee. You know how long it took me to walk up that hill? And you want to come and frighten me? Get the fuck. I'm having an awful time here to start. Get the fuck out of my face and go and clean that toilet. Scumbags. Nah. No, I don't have a tile top, but that's what happened to me. It happened to me last year, and I was like, oh, I started getting arrested because clearly it was like one of my main festivals. So this year, I was like, get the fuck out of my face.
Yeah, you are ready for the ball.
I was ready for a fight. Yeah. No, I was. Yeah. Yeah. I was. I was like, you getting that you, my you're very flush bad. The toilet. Flush the toilet. Nah, nah. Yes.
No, this is one of my favourite ones now. I have to say, I really enjoyed this earlier on because when I, me and I health, I wrote,
I wrote a girl.
Very graphic,
I wrote a girl
at
EP.
Yeah. I rode a girl at EP about 7 or 8 years ago. We were both fairly hammered. She was grand, but a bit annoying. The next morning, we woke up and I noticed she had a giant Mumford & Sons tattoo across her back. I don't know why, but it gave me a nick and it still haunts me to this day. She also spent the next 2 days floating around her camp area. What do you mean she had Mumford & Sons?
Tell us the rest of it.
What do you mean she had a tattooed across her back?
Giant tattoo.
Do you know what I mean? I always say I'd love to get Gangster's Paradise across me. Because what makes people do that?
No, imagine. Imagine.
Now, it says me sitting here with a full prison sleeve
imagine
and a fucking
Carl
ink
Cox
on
me back. Carl Cox on me back.
Me ma, Meghan Trainor. Oh, but people aren't well though.
Look, I hope it was a good spin for you.
Sean, did you ever ride someone with a really bad tattoo and you just seen it when you took that clothes off and you went
but I don't know.
Tell me. Go
I
on.
Don't know if someone had a Star Wars tattoo before.
A Star Wars
well
tattoo?
We already told this about the XXL man. He had a half Minnie Mouse, or half Mickey Mouse and a half like Devil Mickey Mouse.
You did say
I
that.
I did say
you
that.
Did say
so
that.
That's one of them.
Right.
Still not over that.
Yeah, but did you ever get up on somebody that had like a dolphin jumping over a sun or a like, salute 2001?
I know, I say who, I can't remember. I'm trying to picture all these people. I don't even know if their faces look like I'm just trying to picture them.
No, do you remember I told the Phantom Fucker story on the podcast? I remember I told it, my friend Emily showed me the picture of a man in the nip of the toilet. Some of the hands down worst tattoos I've ever seen in my life are on that man. And I said, how did he take his clothes off in front of you and you keep a straight face? I wouldn't have let him ride me with them tattoos on.
Because he loved the tattoos.
Oh, they
very
were horrific. Now, in all fairness, they're necking me because I'm at the riding.
I was just about to say, I'm
not talking about myself. I was about to expose myself and say I'm at the sleeping with men with full tribal tattoos that are stark white. You are not part of any tribe, you mad bastard. You are from Cabra. So why are you rocking around with an Aborigine tattoo from the top of your neck to the tip of your finger?
You mad bastard.
You crazy cunt. What part of the tribe are you?
See you on to today.
Balds.
So
anywho, so yeah, there you go. Yeah. That's my fault though for having sex with somebody with a tribal tattoo and I still often think about it. It's just wrong, isn't it? Why are Irish men with tribal tattoos?
I don't know. Right, I want to move on back to the response on Instagram. It's just a small one because it's just very funny. Literally pissed myself at a festival because I didn't want to miss a song.
I think that people do that often. I think that's actually a practice.
No, I nearly did piss myself twice, because when you're in that crowd, getting into the crowd is fine. And then when you turn around, you're like, where did all these people come from? But when you get out of it, it's awful, because they're all like paranoid out their head thinking they're coming for them.
Yeah.
But when you go to the toilet and you walk back, the crowd's even bigger again. You can't find anyone. So sometimes you normally would just be like, will I just piss myself?
So can I ask you a question, right? Because this never makes sense. See people that like run and sambo themselves to the front of the barrier. I will never be that person. No. I will never.
They're like the techno people, or the people that really enjoy festivals that are so happy and loving. So they're the ones that really enjoy the music. So you know that everyone's just going to have a ball at
the
front.
So do they just stick their bladder on pause, or what happens?
I don't know, whatever they're on. Maybe they just can't go out as high or what it is. Right, okay. But no, that's where we kind of were, at the front, like a little bit back. Because everyone at the back is all a how you lads and all a how you girls.
See, I'd be with the uppers. I'd be at the
but
back
like,
now.
You have a, like a hand me bucket hat on, hand me glass, have that big watermelon fan. Everyone's like, look at that fucking age with watermelon fan. And then I'm like, give it 2 minutes. I know you'd be sweating and you'd be on my shoulder. But they're the ones at the back that are like, what are you looking at? I'm like, I'm enjoying the show. Why'd you keep turning around? No one wants to fight you. You psychopath. Like, why would you want to spend hundreds of money, do what you want to do, to be paranoid, to then start swinging for people with a group of friends? Just enjoy the place.
So the people
at the front are the ones that really enjoy themselves, so that's where we are.
Well, I'd be with the Nike Tech North Face Look Bros at the back. How are you, daddy?
You'd be the one pissing in the bucket, so your one toes over ahead. That'd be you.
I have the bladder of a 2-year-old child, to be honest with you. I may as well just stay beside the portal house because all I do is wee.
Awful. And you keep like putting the girls in, but just like put one big huge thing for all the girls and lads just to go in together. I'm sorry.
Oh, for all the girls and lads to go in together. I thought you were going to say put a big segregation for all the girls to go into one and all the fellas to go into the other, like, because boys are dirty, dirty, dirty.
But like, you've no signal. So it's like, did your friend come out? Are they at the meet-up point? Are they still in there? Are they okay?
That's why you all need a booker, huh? With a police light on it.
I wanted to get walkies talkies, what I forgot to get them this year.
You would have had no fucking signal.
No, on the walkie talkies. Imagine coming in. Are you out of the toilet yet?
No, because imagine how aggravated you would be if I had a walkie talkie and I could get a hold of you.
Sorry, I would never go to a festival with you. You're a dilly dally and fuck. You wouldn't, you'd be in there chatting, and then you'd be getting photos, and you'd be doing all this, you'd be making friends, and then you'd be like, I'm not apologising because I had a good time in there. I know exactly what you'd be like, Carly.
So we're not doing electric picnic together?
I'm not going to electric picnic to be in the middle of the rain. Imagine you at electric picnic trying to get ready.
Does it rain every year? Is that the rule?
No. It was just floods and awful. Like,
Vivo's nodding and saying it is the real.
No, the minute you step out your tent, like, there's just muck straight away. So if you try to get back in your tent, there's muck all over it. It's just so uneasy and just...
No, well, I wouldn't be having that. Is there any more campy festivals that are sunny now?
No, we probably just need to get, like, an RV, like, Weird and Millers, and go down and just park at the artist campsite. Like, with a shower, bed,
everything.
I actually
did say I wanted to go camping, and Ciara Burke said she'd go camping, and see the Burkes.
She's hilarious.
The Burkes used to camp, Sean. They used to go fishing and all, make their own.
Like, she provided us, and they're not the lake.
Imagine Mick Burke with all the pots and pans hanging out. Oh, God.
No, come here. Do you have another story? It's clicking in my head now because some woman just texts. She said that my young lad woke up Saturday morning, some girl was trying to rob his runners off his feet for a fella. It didn't end well. Imagine waking up disorientated, not knowing where you are, and some random person's in untying your shoes in your
tent. In your tent?
In your tent.
That's what I mean. Like,
what do you mean? How do you think that's normal to go up and just take someone's runners off their feet?
These people exist in the world.
Nut jobs.
Like, they're crazy.
And speaking of nut jobs, we are sitting in the tent, lights on, having a ball. And like, when someone's walking up the hill, it looks like they're at your door of the tent because the shadows and from the lights, it looks like they're just standing there looking at you. And I already learned from last year, I was like, I'm not being paro. I was like, because I know no one's outside. So now, some man unzipped the whole tent, and I said, oh, this is a random man. Thought it was the guards. I was like, what is happening? Came in and he's on doggy style on the floor, book a hat, a big gold chain like Snoop Dogg. I don't even know what he looked like. He looked like Ali G or something.
Yeah.
And I was like, who the fuck are you and what do you want? Me and Alison just kept rinsing him out. I was like, if you're going to come in, come in. I was like, at least introduce yourself. Yeah, of course you can come into our tent that we own. And he was like, no, I want to go into a boxy tent. And I was like, well, what do you want?
What are you here for?
He just started ripping us out of it. And he's like, I use our bit of crack. So then, funny story, I was like, get the fuck out of the tent and let us enjoy. Came back with drink. sat in there for about 2 hours. We just kept ripping everyone out of it. And then he came back with a brother and he was sitting in there for hours. So we made two friends. And it was ball. We're all on the same pouch, having a ball.
We're all just abusing each other.
All abusing each other. And then we had to keep saying, oh God, that was very mean. I actually love you. You're my new friend now.
Yeah.
So Sam from Greystones, I love you if you ever listened to this.
Ah, Sam from Greystones. Hey,
yeah,
love.
But I don't love the fact that you went straight outside to charge your phone right outside the tent and kept me up till 9:30 that morning, screaming at everyone. Screaming at everyone's hand, banging on them, banging at everyone's hand. See, I'm trying to go to sleep.
This is where I hate the idea of festivals, because I'll giggle at you only for so long and then it gets to the point where I'm going to lose their rag. Do you know, right? Oh, very agitated.
And especially if you want to go to sleep.
Oh, yeah.
They had that speaker on as well.
And if someone,
the boards are chirping.
Imagine someone banging on me tent, thinking that funny.
And the bright lights are coming
out.
In. Ah, no.
No, I'd lose head. Listen, this is a cracker and right. I nearly died in the red, right? Thought you'd love this story. Met up with a fella at Electric Picnic who I was texting on Tinder for the riot. I went in my pyjamas, not even thinking, and it was only the next day my friend pointed out that I was wearing a charity t-shirt for the women's mini marathon that read, I'm running for my mum. She got jockeyed in a t-shirt that says, I'm running for my mum.
No, a mini marathon top.
A mini marathon top in memory of her mother. She got the back axle took out of her in the middle of a dirty field. Oh my God, oh. I die. And she said after that, she said, when we were done, I said to him, you have two options. You may walk me back now at 5 o'clock in the morning, or you may let me sleep and walk me later. To which he replied, put your ducks on. He said, pack up shop and get the fuck out. You don't gotta go home, but you gotta get the fuck out of here.
You're already halfway there for your marathon, but I thought, fine, you might as well just keep going. Get your ducks on and out of my face. No.
Oh, I'm gonna find me that. If I had a looking down mid spin and seen I had a t shirt on saying I'm running for my ma, no, I'd have done. That would have been the end, but I'm sorry. Very, very good. Now, fair play to girl for that. I appreciate it.
Just actually got a message right there off the girl that met me at the tent. There was this girl that met me. Her name was Hannah.
Hannah.
Some fella come up, office of greatest job was on the floor. God love him, didn't know what was happening.
He needed magnesium.
And she's trying to straighten her hair. She's trying to hand me the straightener I never met her in my life. And I said, get that fuck, I'm trying to chill out. And her hair was down to her knee. I said, not at all. He came up to her and was like, is your name Myra, right?
Yeah.
And she just lost the plot. She's like, do I look like a Myra? Sit there and tell me, do I look like a Myra with a jaw on the floor?
Do you know what I love? That she took so much offence to someone thinking her name was Myra.
And she's like, do you think me ma carried me for 9 months? Call me Myra.
Sorry to all the Myras out there.
Sorry to all the Myras. Love you and all. But she's about to text me. She's like, on the deck, you have me cracked up. You're my buzz. Love you. XO Myra. So there you go. How weird is that? That was only after telling you that story.
You at Myra.
So we're going to be friends now.
Ah, I'm delighted for you.
I know, I'm buzzing.
Yeah, you must introduce me to
Myra. I have
no
time. No time to do anything. It's very tired, so she'll never see me again.
Ah, bless her.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So this one is weird spin gone wrong. It says, I invited a lad over to my gaff for a spin. When he came over, the two of us smoked a joint out the back garden before sitting down to watch TV. I don't really smoke weed that often, but I said, why not? One thing led to another and we went into my room to do the dates. Out of nowhere, I pulled an absolute whitey. I went into a full-blown panic attack while he was sitting there in the nip. Felt like the walls were closing in on me and had to leg it into the jacks to get sick. The fella was lovely and looked after me, but any prospects of having a ride were well and truly over after that. I would be devastated. Because she got that man over for one thing and one thing only. And that was ripped from underneath her. What would you do? Because if I thought I was having a banger and someone was sitting on the end of my bed in the nip, Sean, I think that that was Beelzebub coming for me to take me to hell. I think that was the devil on the end of my bed in his nudes.
I don't know what I would do.
Someone's had to stick a new on pause.
She just went splat. Like, what would she even do? You wouldn't even be able to string a sentence. Get out of my house. I can't make up or get out.
Ah, no, but you know what? Fair play to him for being nicer, because most fellas would be like, you're not going to ride me now. So that was nice. Now, see, I do have two drags of a joint. I think everybody hates me.
No, you order 400 euro worth of pizza, Max, or something.
Well, that is well.
To the Robin.
But I'd have two drags.
That's
two
exactly
drags.
What you do.
Yeah, I'd have two drags of a joint. I'd be like, do you even fancy me? Like, do you think I'm nice?
You just
looking?
Go into extra slow motion that time.
Speaking of smoking joints, I've never took well to an L joint at all at all. So when me and Sean first started to do That's What I Heard, we got brought in to do a tester episode together to see if we had any chemistry on the mic, because we never done anything like this before. And I told a story about the time that I smoked a head shop joint in Temple Bar. It's a cracker of a story. Stick around to the end of the episode and you'll get to hear it. It's amazing. Warstar romance.
Warstar.
Do you want to read it?
Yeah. Very long paragraph, may take a few minutes. I went to Poland with my fella on a weekend break. We were staying in a gorgeous hotel and got an upgrade when checking in. Lucky us. The place had a gorgeous bath in the bathroom that could fit us both. One night we both hopped in together and eventually started trying to have sex. If anyone has tried before, sex in the water is an absolute disaster. So we quickly got up and hopped from spot to spot around the bathroom trying to quickly rekindle the romance. Counter wasn't working. Standing up wasn't working. Absolutely nothing was working. So we decided the toilet will do with the seat down. After about 10 seconds of me straddling him, we hear this massive crack and both stand up. The fucking marble toilet seat was after shattering in half. It's a fucking wave to two. When checking out, I made him complain and say it happened, but he sat on the seat himself and that was very dangerous. Mortified. I imagine going to say in the middle of Holland and again not being able to go to the toilet because you cracked up from having sex but wouldn't go back down until after checking out. What's it, where'd you go to the toilet? Where'd you go to the toilet?
No,
did you go down to the lobby?
No, it was only to see.
No, cracked the whole thing.
But has that ever happened to you right now? Here's one for you.
I need to have sex, Carly, for a spot. No, it hasn't.
You only had sex with that big huge man.
Okay, moving on. So let me tell you something, all right? What do you think I'm going to hop, hop, skip and jump around?
Have you never had a situation, right, where you've been in an obscure place?
Obscure?
Do you know what I mean? You're not riding in the bedroom. You're riding somewhere you shouldn't be riding. And you're... has this never happened to you? Why are you getting so nervous for?
No, I was just trying to think again when I was
there.
Yeah,
have you never had a spin when you weren't like supposed to be riding somewhere?
No, I can't remember.
Basically, if you're ever riding and you're not in a bed, right, and you think that you're brilliant and you think that it's all going to go as well as you think it is.
No, I know exactly what you're
doing. And then it doesn't work. But what I'm saying is, so you're trying to find other obstacles of places that you can ride on or in or against. And it doesn't happen.
No.
So sad. No. Oh, it's so sad. No.
Why do you have one?
All the time.
Tell us that all the time. You had sex last week and you're saying all the time.
Sorry, excuse me, I didn't have sex last week. I don't know what you're talking about.
No, you definitely did.
So moving on,
tell me about one of all your times that has happened.
No, I'm just saying
Don't explain it to him, word for word, and then not tell me.
So let's just have a conversation about it. So say you're having sex.
We already had the conversation, tell me.
Say you're having sex in the kitchen, right? And you have to cock the leg up on the counter, but the counter's too tall, and then it doesn't work that way. And then you try and bend over, but then you're leaning on the counter, and the counter's too high. It gets awkward, Sean, and it ruins it then. Because I'd been itching for a spin, it didn't work, and now you're in the screamers.
I'm trying to picture you with one of your exes, trying to kick your leg up. Like old Carly Mahady that could bend around like
wrap me leg around my face.
Yeah, and like, you can just picture trying to just keep your foot up there and it's not happening.
Have you got any resistance bands in the house, mate?
Yeah, glutes are born in an island. Like, I'll just hold this position for a few.
One of them little TRX chokes hang out the door.
No, literally.
There you go, like a shangri-la.
Yeah, so no, I've never had that. But anyway, when you're going to Poland, just don't have sex in the bath and don't sit on the toilet.
Actually, and another thing that I'm going to take from this as well, don't be riding in water. That's so bad for you. Oh. Do you know what, lads? Very tired. Ian's fucking getting a phone call off the GP and all. We said we're going to wrap it up. It's curtains.
What?
Curtains. It's over.
No, lads. Yeah, enjoy that. Don't know where we are with that all over the place, but I'm so happy I came in today because I couldn't talk.
I'm so proud of you.
I think we're doing all right.
I think we're about to really enjoy that episode.
Now I'm buzzing to go to London on Thursday. So
God, yeah, he'll tell you all about it when he's back, bitches.
Oh my love.
Oh my God, I might be going to Forbidden Fruit this weekend. Just thought I'd say that.
I'll see you there Saturday and Sunday, but this isn't out till next week, so I'll hear about it then.
Yeah, and I bought loads of tacky outfits, and if anybody doesn't think I'm lovely, that's on you. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
But come here and I tell you, do you know how I know how she felt? Because this one time...
Are you going to tell me?
Right, no, I can't tell you what friend it was because she's the mother now. She's respectable, she's respectable. But anyway, when we were children in a fine age of Ireland, there was these things called head shops, right? That lovely central bank that I used to reside at for an awful lot of my time adopted one of these lovely head shops for a couple of, I think it was actually only a couple of weeks or a month or so, because they were highly illegal but ended up not being illegal for a little while. So anyway, right? We went one day and we said, now, my ma told me I'm not to be doing drugs, but this is legal. So I'm going in, and here's me thinking it's going to be like, you don't take too many poos of an inhaler. I thought that
like a vape.
Yeah, yeah.
And I wouldn't know what that is, kids,
no,
but like a vape.
On the vape. So anyway, right, I goes, ah, yeah, be a little buzzy cuzzy and then we'll be done, right? What? I went in, I says, hello, fine sir. Could you provide me with one of your finest joints, please, right? So this man's looking me in the face like, young one, you're 14 or something. Now, bear in mind, you did have to be 18. I think we sent some dodgy in to get it for us anyway. Comes out with a joint called the dog's bollocks, right? So I says, dare imagine it, Varenty. Look at this acting like that's something, right? Pulls out the packet. I'd say it took about three drags. Sorry, ma. Say it took about three drags of this little magical giant drain. Here's me going, Jesus Christ, is anybody else's shoulders getting very warm? And we're all looking at each other. Stop it, you, Christine. So, I'm standing there and I can feel the heat rising up my arms. And Anna says, listen, I seen an ad about this. I think this is a stroke. Right? So I says, oh, tonight, how much was that joint? €4. Says, Martin, €4 worth going up my arm. I said, I don't know what's happening, right? I says, no. So I was in my senses.
No.
And before I knew it, I'm in the middle of Dame Street with my hands on car bonnets, like Mrs. Incredible stopping traffic. And now €4 worth of a joint. And I'm like, Elastigirl.
You are elastigirl.
And I swear to God, I'd say, right, to the sober eye, I was going at a regular pace. Yeah, but I thought I was on Poxy Rewind. I was going slow motion across the road. So here's me stroking to 40 while going across people's car bonnets. They're all beeping at me, but little do they know I'm gone deaf. So I can just hear, and I'm going, who's that little mouse in my ear? I said, what? All these cars just walloping their horns at me, but I can't hear that. So I end floating across the road. So anyway, right, I had a bus to get home at 9 o'clock at the tender age that I was. So here's me looking at me watching. Now, bear in mind, I think it was only 5 o'clock in the day, but it was pitch black with the wind stop. Right?
Yeah.
And we get to the bus stop, and I'm with my lovely, respectable friend that I can't say on it. And we're sitting and we're waiting on the 40 home, right? And I says to her,
the 40?
The 40. Back to the fingers. And I was sitting there, right? And I says, oh, I won't say her name, like I said. Oh, I says, look at. I says, oh, look at. I says, there's the guard. That's us done. That's us done. I says, now, just don't say that. Just don't even look at him. Don't look at him, because he's looking at us. He's looking at us. I says, oh, no, that's us done now. Right, so here's this sweat pumping on me, right? The bus pulls up and the lovely guard gets, I was the bus conductor. It was the bus conductor. I thought I was going to Alcatraz. I said, that was the end of me.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.